Hello, citizens saints, and welcome back to Happy, Holy, Humble. I'm your host, Katana, and we are back with episode 6. Wow, we're just moving right along. And guess what, y'all? Spring is here. I'm so excited. I'm so ready for some warm weather. But before I get into this topic I got for y'all today, we're going to look to the Lord and give him reverence. So Father God, I come to you right now, just thanking you for another day. God, I thank you for the seasons changing and the warm weather coming in, God. Now, God, I just ask that you use me as your vessel, God. God, let me teach the word that you have prepared in me so that some of your people may get that, so that we may be better in you and be better followers of you. Holy Spirit, I just ask right now that you have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Open up the hearts and open up the minds so that they may be able to receive. And anybody that's listening to this and may need something of you, God, I just ask you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever they may need of you, God, we just ask that you can do it for them, God. And we're just believing and walking by faith. So, God, I just give you reverence. I praise your name, God. And we just thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 So, episode 6, y'all. We're back. It's so exciting. Every single time. I say this every time, but every time I am getting a little bit more excited to just come in front of you guys and keep speaking God's word. Like, you know, it's just so amazing what he gives me to give to you guys. And we're already at episode 6. So, all right. Episode 6, I like to use for a topic is springing towards a spiritual self-love. So spring is upon us. That means flowers are getting ready to bloom. Like if you're like me that got allergies, like allergy season is the worst. So like everything that's coming up just doesn't like me right now. So like I'm just going through so much sneezing and stuff like that. But God is still able and he's still able to heal me. So but all the flowers are coming up, the trees are growing, the greenery is coming back after a long cold winter. So I just thought I'd give y'all something to look forward to. So the topic again is springing towards a spiritual self-love. And self-love, you might ask, like, what does that have to do with my initial relationship with God? Like, what does that have to do with that, of course? And when I was looking at this topic of, like, really giving it to you guys, the one thing that God showed me was he loves us, but do we love ourselves? And, you know, the one thing that, you know, you hear when you hear self-love, think of like physical maintenance. I'm gonna get my hair done. I'm gonna get my nails did. You know, I'm gonna make sure like I get a facial, you know, and, you know, that term of self-care, it's not about just physical maintenance. Sometimes it's a mental maintenance. Sometimes it's a spiritual maintenance. And what I'm gonna be talking about today is loving the person God created you to be, because he knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. So God knew who you were going to be. And there's no reason because that you shouldn't love it just as much as he does. I mean, he loves, you know, his people. You know, we are his chosen generation out here, okay? So we got to act like it. But you also should be self-caring for your spirit and loving, self-loving the person that God has created you to be. So my scripture today, I just want to give y'all, I'm going to break it down a little bit, but it comes from Mark 12. It's 29 through 31. And of course I'm reading out of NIV just because, you know, that version seems to give me a little bit more understanding, but you read it in your version that makes sense to you. So it says, "The most important one," answered Jesus, "this is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." So when I just like to break this down for a minute. So it says, love the Lord our God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. When you think about giving those vital parts to God, your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, you should also consider about giving your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength to the Spirit as well. And I'm not talking about, obviously, God, but I'm also talking about your Spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. You should give your heart, you should give your soul, and you should give your mind and your strength to the Spirit that God has bestowed upon you. So when I say self-love, a spiritual self-love, I'm referring to, like I said, God created you to be this beautiful person. And I feel like sometimes we don't give ourselves enough grace. We are our biggest critics, like, oh, why did I do that? Or I hate the way I look. Or, man, I should change this about myself. And God is saying, you're created in my image. I made you. And I love you for that. Therefore, you should love yourself. And I feel like sometimes when we struggle or don't fully. Now, let me back up. When I say self-love, I mean you should like accept yourself just as God accepts us. Just like you accept Jesus into your heart. I'm not saying you should be like in love with yourself. Like, you know, I think of like the mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? Like, no, we're not. We're not talking about that self-love or that self-envy or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about accepting who you are and loving the person that is becoming you. You know, loving the God in you and loving the person that God has made you to be. So sometimes I feel like giving yourself grace on a lot of things, like, no, your teeth may not be straight, but God loves you anyway. No, your hair might not be the longest, but God loves you anyway. Yeah, you may have to wear glasses or get bifocals, but God loves you anyway. It's all these physical traits that we have of us that God loves anyway. But God also doesn't just love the physical traits. He also like, man, you're a little stubborn. Yes, I want you to get rid of that, but I love you anyway. Oh, you're a little selfish. Yeah, we need to work on that, but I love you anyway. And God knew who you were going to be. Like, if you're not a person that, if you're a person who has road rage, he knew you were going to have road rage before it even happened. And he loves each and every part of you. He loves that for you. So my thing is, like, you know, you have to have self-love towards yourself. And then the second part of this is love your neighbor as yourself. And that hit a little different for me because I was like, you know what? If I don't love my neighbor as myself and I don't love myself the way that I should, how can I love others? How can you truly, truly, truly love others and show your love to others if you don't show love to yourself and care for yourself? And I was like, I can't. If I don't love myself, how can I truly, truly, truly show and to where it's genuine and, you know, it's genuine and people feel the love of God on me? How can I, if I don't love myself and love the person that God created, give love to others? How can I love my neighbor as myself? And he's saying, there is no greater commandments, no commandment greater than these. There's nothing greater than this. So from beginning, obviously we talk about his mercy, and we talk about his grace, but love is something that is forever. And love is like one of those attributes that, I mean, sometimes, you know, there's different stages of love that you go through, but love is one of those, loving God is one of those attributes that he's like, I love you no matter what. You could walk away from me. You could cheat on me. You can say that I am the worst God ever and I still love you. And it's like, he loves us that much because He wants us to get it. He wants his children to be reunited with him. And he wants us to know that, you know, you're going to go through things and you're going to be critical towards yourself. And you're going to doubt yourself. But guess what? I love it anyway. And you should too. And at the end of the day, giving yourself grace on some of these things really makes a difference between, to me, really, it really makes a difference between, like, you know, giving yourself grace on some of these things really makes a difference between, like, oh, I accept me and I love me. So do you accept you or do you love yourself? And my thing about it is, sometimes, like, you know, we turn and we love the wrong things and it ends up affecting our self-love of what God has told us who we are. And sometimes people come in and they judge us or they say that, you know, give a compliment that's totally wrong. And it's like, it clouds your mind about, you know, well, do I love myself? Like, they just said that I was too fat for this. Like, do I love myself? And it's like, you know, you should not only love yourself physically, but also love yourself spiritually enough to know that God loves you no matter what. And because he loves you, he loves the person that he created. He knew you before you were even formed in your mom's womb. That is like a love that you can't even explain. Like, I love Jonathan McReynolds, his song, I'm Not Lucky, I'm Loved, because, like, you know, there is no luck in this. Like, God is for me. He is with me. He's never left me. And I'm grateful for his love. I'm grateful for his love. And I could just talk about this all day, but we'll move on. But I'm just, like, so in awe that he loves me. And in order for me to show love to my neighbors, I have to love myself and love the person that he created and know the person that he created. So, you know, sometimes, you know, in our spirit, we can feed the wrong things to ourselves. So sometimes we feed our flesh before we feed our spirit. And what I mean by this, let me use an example of, like, you know, it's super, super simple. Sometimes we take our first bite before saying thanks to God. And I think of that because it's like, you know, you're always supposed to give thanks, bless the hands that prepared it, God, the nourishment that I get from it will give back to you. And sometimes, you know, you're just so hungry, your flesh is just like, eat now. And it's like, your spirit's like, well, give thanks first, then you'll eat. And sometimes, you know, when we feed into our flesh and our spirit, man, it suffers the consequences. I mean, there's deeper things, but that was like the simplest thing I can break it down into is sometimes, like, you know, when it comes to even the littlest things, like just eating, like we don't pray, or, you know, if we're going to sleep, like, you know, so sometimes we feed our flesh before we feed our spirit, man, and it suffers the consequences. It's really, when you're feeding your spirit, when you feed your spirit, there's like a different fulfillment that happens. So, like, you know, obviously, if you're sleepy, if you're tired, you're going to want to go to bed or take a nap. That's like feeding, your flesh, obviously. That's like the physicalness of it. If you are wanting more from God, but you don't spend the time to worship him, then you're not feeding your spirit correctly. So if you want more from God and you're like, well, I'm just going to go to church 5 times a week and hopefully he gives me more. That's not the same. It's not the same as, you know, actually receiving. Yes, you could say I'm going to be in a church 2 or 3 times a week because I want more of God. But if your spirit's not receptive, because then when you go, it's more time, you become You know, maybe you come from your job and you're tired. You know, your mind is not focused on serving God. Your mind is focused like, well, I'm here because I want more of God. And that's what I was taught to do. And that's like the wrong thing. You know, feeding your spirit, there's multiple ways to feed your spirit. And I feel like sometimes, like, you know, we try to force feed our spirits instead of actually let the spirit receive what the fruits are being given to us. So you got to give yourself time. You got to give yourself grace. And that's why every time when I do open up in prayer, I say, God, give me understanding, give me wisdom. Let me learn something of this. Open up my heart so that I may receive. It's like you need to strive. It's like you need to strive your life after God's word, because he knows everything about his children. Like, he knows you struggle. He knows you're going to go through this. And that's why God is like, I'm here for you. But you need to give yourself grace and you need to show yourself love. And I think of this scripture when I read this, because we're doing like this book study right now for church. It hit me so hard. I was like, yo, like, this is crazy. So it's in Ephesians, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So it's Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. It says, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us new in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. And my thing about that, when that hit, I said, oh, God saved us by his grace because we believed. Now, I'm like, sometimes I really think about this. I'm like, I don't know how non-believers out in this world are making it, but oh, child, like, they go through the same things that I'm going through, and they making them, like, cool, I don't know how, because, man, I got God on my side. But because I believe, God has saved me by his grace. And, like, yeah, I'm so grateful for that. I'm just so grateful that we are saved by grace through faith. And nobody can ever change that. Because I believed, I am saved. That is amazing. By his grace. And he's showing me grace. And sometimes, you know, God is saying, because you believe you're saved by grace. Sometimes in our spirit, we need that grace. And when I say, you know, in our spirit, I mean, if you have a problem that you're struggling with, or, you know, you feel like you're not reaching God the way that you want to reach God, you need some grace. Because guess what? You not giving yourself grace and you being hard on yourself, it's not showing your spirit self-love. And it's really hard for you to have a breakthrough or have a moment or get over the hump because you are like at a roadblock. You're like, I'm trying to get it. And God is like, you're saved. Through faith, you're saved by my grace. So give yourself grace when it comes to situations where, you know, oh man, I wish I would have, like, you know, read my Bible more. I wish I would have did this. I wish I would have did this. And like, God is like, you're saved because you believed by grace. And you need to give yourself grace when it comes to, first of all, A, learning who you are in Christ. B, give yourself grace when it comes to your imperfections and flesh taking over. Because my thing about it is, once you learn to give yourself grace, then you'll learn to, you know, be more in tune with him, be more in tune with your spirit, and show your spirit some self-love and be like, I'm so sorry, I didn't feed into you this week. Let me feed into you. Let me read this scripture. Let me open up. Let me worship for 10 minutes. Let me feed into my spirit a little bit more. And when you show your spirit that self-love, then you feel your flesh is going to, you know, die daily, and it's going to become like new, and your spirit will begin to shine. It's kind of like when you think about your flesh and your spirit, it's kind of like I'm gonna say this like wrong, but when you think about your flesh and your spirit, to me, it's kind of like your personality. Like your spirit is your personality, but the person you are is, you know, the person I am is Katana, but my personality, you know, is with my spirit and what it brings. So, I mean, like your persona will begin to line up once you show that self-love and show that you really are trying to, you know, be like him and give yourself grace. Your spirit will feel that love that you're taking on. And once you begin to accept and believe and also love the person that God is creating you to be, then like the world is your oyster. I mean, like we always quote that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. And it's like we quote it, but do we apply it? Like I think sometimes like people quote stuff, but do we apply it? It's just like famous quotes or books that we read. Like we read it, do we apply it? We know it, but do we apply it? We say it, but do we apply it? And until you start applying some of the stuff that you're speaking over your life, applying some of the things that is for your spirit and that self-love, then you truly can accept yourself. You need to be able to accept yourself, because guess what? God is already saying, I got you. You are saved because through your faith, you are saved by grace. I got you. And sometimes give yourself grace. It's okay. You're going to mess up. You're going to bump your head. You're going to give into flesh. Like I said, you repent every single day, but you need to be okay with messing up. You need to be okay with, oh God, I'm so sorry. You need to be okay with repenting and showing reverence to him, because until you're okay with that, your spirit will never gain the self-love and you will never feel that you are good enough for him. So, but God is saying, I accept you. I love you no matter what. So just let me work no matter what. And, you know, I'll read it word for word. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And that right there, I mean, like he knows the plans. He knows it before it even happens. So my thing is, you as a person, accept yourself, accept the person that God has created you to be, because my thing is, he made you in his image and after his likeness. So he knows exactly who you are and what you're going through. You have to be able to accept that person and also love that person that God has created you to be. Once you love that person that God's created you to be, then you can begin to spiritually connect with him even deeper. And once you spiritually connect with him even deeper, then you show your spirit self-love. You feed into it. If you don't feed into your spirit, how can you expect to continue to be connected with the Father? It's so vital. And the reason it's so vital, like in this day and age now, is because like there are so many different things going on, distractions. There are so many different avenues for young people to be, you know, pulled this way, pulled that way, pulled this way. Oh, no. Don't listen to what the Bible says about you. This is what I say about you. This is what I say about you. Oh, this is what I say about you. And, you know, I was somewhere last week and they were talking about manifestations. And like, in a way, I was like, you know, you have to kind of manifest the right things into your spirit. Not the wrong things, like, but you have to believe in God and manifest the things that God has already told you. Like, I pray for my spirit. I pray that you open it up, God. I pray that you let my spirit and my flesh be one, God, and that you have the plans for me. I pray that I love myself at the end of the day. Because without self-love and your spirit and loving who God has created you to be, you will truly not be close to him the way you want to be close to him. So this is all I got. Y'all, springing towards your spiritual self-love is, you know, it was a right. I will say, like, I wrote this and I was like, okay, Lord, this is what you want me to talk about. Let's talk about it, because I want people to be healed. We want people to be set free. We want people to get something from it. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you have to give yourself grace and you have to love the person that God already created you to be. So I would like to thank you. This is the end of episode 6. I can't believe it. Episode 6 is done. And we're just going to continue to move on from this. So I hope you got something from today. And remember that God loves you. He loves the person that you're becoming. And ask God to help you love that person and help you accept that person. And always remember, let's live this lifestyle that God wants us to have. We'll see you next time.